Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. I'm here in the AOI podcast studio here at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce offices. Before we jump into our conversation today, I just want to invite everybody again, go to lcoc.com and check out our newsroom tab where you can see all of our past podcast episodes. Again, that's at the newsroom tab at lcoc.com. And boy, I'm excited for the conversation today. I've got one of our Lincoln startup and business growth success stories here, James Bowen, owner and president of Five Nines. James, welcome to the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. James, you know, you and I have been talking a little bit about this, but you know, briefly, if you can, tell me how your company has sort of grown with the Chamber. Y'all have been around for more than 20 years in Lincoln and have a long history with the Chamber. What's that story looked like for you guys?
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce is one of the most important relationships that we've ever had as a business. When I was first getting started back in, 2001.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Right after we all survived the Y2K scare.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Well, it was actually, I mean, that was funny at the time because I was trying to figure out how to graduate college fast enough.
Yeah.
So I could hit the ground running in my career when everybody was busy during Y2K. and the university at the time had me on a 5-year track.
Yeah.
And so I called up Wesleyan, where my mom had graduated. And said, "Hey, here's my situation. What can I do? Can I get out in time?" And they put me on a track to graduate within 4 years.
Yeah,
So I ended up graduating from Wesleyan, even though I identify strongly with the university because I was in a fraternity there and I was there in 95, 96, 97, like the greatest years of all time to be at UNL. So I really enjoyed that. But yeah, early on, I was, you know, our industry hadn't even had a name yet. There were, hey, you know an IT guy, you're going to call an IT guy and something like that. And we were trying to put together something that was more business professional than that. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you, we have to be a business solution for places that are trying to figure out how do they grow as a company and how do they also have good IT support and services on their side. And now we've gone all the way up to, goodness, 3,000 person businesses where we are their entire IT department, right?
Yeah,
So Five Nines has grown to the point to where we had the ability to support places that didn't realize that they could outsource that. But early on, goodness, the Chamber was the first check we ever wrote. We established us as a business. We knew we had to make a splash in Lincoln and that obviously we're a community company and we wanted to grow and be part of the community. And so our membership to the Chamber of Commerce was the first thing we ever did. That was like the first executive action as a company, right? So that was fun, and it was really important to us. The Chamber, not as a result of that, but we got repaid for that investment and that understanding by the Chamber giving us their Small Business of the Year award.
Yeah.
Goodness, was that 2007 or something? I don't remember exactly what it was, but we got a recognition from the Chamber, and we were working so hard on trying to help everybody around locally. And it put us on the map. It helped to make us a real business, a legitimate business. Our hearts were in the right place, but we're trying to figure out, you know, how can we do more of this? How can we do as good as we can? And shortly thereafter, we ended up hitting the Inc. 500 list, the fastest growing 500 businesses in the country, and then we hit that that Greater Inc. 5,000 list for the next 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
And it was just this last year that we hit for the ninth time on the list. And we're called Five Nines, of course. So I've been waiting for that ninth time.
I love
for,
it.
For yeah. a long time now. We yeah. in 2016 we made some decisions that were good for the company, good for what we were doing, but it also cut back against our revenue.
Yeah.
And so we took a step back on those measurements at that point. But it was wonderful.
James, just as an industry vernacular, I'm familiar with the term, you know, Five Nines. You guys have adopted that as a company name. Yeah. Just for folks that haven't heard what a Five Nines is or why that's meaningful in tech and IT, can you just unpack that briefly?
Yeah, thank you. It'll be fast. It literally means 99.999% uptime. And the reason it matters to us is because a lot of our clients are healthcare and banking. And those two industries don't have any tolerance for downtime,
yeah.
right? Like they can't be down.
Yeah.
At 3 a.m., you still have to be able to read an image from somebody in an accident to make sure that it's safe to move them and you're in good shape, right? So we have to be there for our customers around the clock 100% of the time. And so 99.999% is a representation of our dedication to them to keeping the businesses up and running as much as possible. And we're fully dedicated to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that story. I love, you know, that you guys adopted that sort of nomenclature and turned it into a business name. It's a very meaningful thing. And you know, as someone I can remember working on data centers, they talk about Five Nines uptime. Like it's just fun as industry vernacular.
Kind of because yeah. data centers, like this kind of nomenclature mattered to them early on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, nowadays data centers are everywhere. But when I first got started there, we didn't have any.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have data centers moving into Nebraska all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah.
Before we didn't have that. So now it sort of has a more literal meaning. Ours was a little bit more, it was where our heart was at. It was what we intended to do. It
kind
was
of a more aspirational.
Yes. It was more aspirational. Yeah. Almost like Lexus at the time had a pursuit of perfection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it was like that.
Huh.
And then a little while after that, I did the numbers and I crunched them. And it turned out that we were actually performing Five Nines for our clients.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't have considered realistically possible early on. But it turned out that we were actually hitting that, we were doing that, that's who we were, and it's what we strive for. And yeah, it meant a lot to us.
Yeah.
It's been a great name.
You know, James, and I'll shift to some more current stuff here in a minute, but as I was preparing for this today, I was thinking about, you know, what the internet and tech companies looked like in 2001, 2002, 2003. You know, it was before Facebook, it was before YouTube, it was before all the things that we consider just go-to places. And then we've seen all that change in social media. Mm-hmm. We've seen all the security challenges that come along with it. And now we're kind of entering into this period of, you know, AI and other more sophisticated tools. Like, talk about an industry that has changed in two decades plus. Like how have you managed that rapid transition of technology? How have you, you know, kind of stayed ahead of some of those curves to keep your clients safe? And then what do you think is coming next? Like, what's around the next corner?
Man, that's a huge question.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate that we're actually one of the largest MSPs, probably in the country, to be honest. Certainly the largest in the Midwest. And so we have the people on staff and the people in positions of security and compliance and AI and everything else to try to be out in front of these kind of questions. Yeah. And what are we going to do about it? And they're wonderful people, and they have, and they're working on those kind of questions all the time. We recognize that for our client base, they have the same questions, but they lack a CIO on down for like who's in charge of this, what are they doing, like who's deciding this, right? They don't have the people on staff to do that for them. So it's our responsibility to help them understand strategically how this stuff could work out, what's important to them, how AI might impact their business and everything, and what we could do about it. So we spend a lot of time on that. I personally think I actually don't look at AI as optimistically as a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Because I've seen all the downsides. I've seen the seniors that are targeted. I've seen the businesses that are targeted, the people that are taken advantage of. And it's going to be AI is going to help these people. It's going to help the bad guys look more legitimate quickly because they can use AI with reckless abandon, right? Like they don't have to worry about, is this going well for me or not?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have, well, let's use an example like way back in the day. I'm sure you heard of the Nigerian prince.
Oh, he was just emailing me a couple weeks ago.
That was trying to tell you about, you know, all of this money that you were owed.
That's right.
Right. So now it's funny to talk about it, but you only know that story because it worked a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was a meaningfully realistic target on American people to say that you were a Nigerian prince and they were owed some money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that fell for that. Nowadays, AI is going to help somebody in Nigeria, let's say, not trying to pretend to be a Nigerian prince, but let's say they want to be somebody in, you know, Louisiana, speaking to somebody else in Louisiana about some problem they have. Like the AI is going to help them look and feel and articulate their words and their conversation so it's culturally appropriate.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with people that are trying to scam you out of stuff, they're going to sound like people next door.
Some of those triggers we used to look for, like, you know, odd grammar, misspelled things.
Correct.
Totally get smoothed over and it'll sound like a Nebraskan.
Like, kindly tell me this. Like, none of that's going to matter because AI is going to erase that.
Yeah.
Now, the good guys have to use AI, but the good guys are trying to use AI, to be honest, you know, they're trying to eliminate some jobs. They're trying to be more efficient with how they're conducting business. Yeah. Whereas the bad guys are using AI to help them attack people.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be worse before it gets better. I would love, honestly, I'd love government to get more involved in this because I think before we give a bunch of money to another country, we should be able to tell them you can't attack our seniors.
Yeah.
And right now it doesn't really happen.
I just, folks, you heard it here first. Important interview at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We're actively soliciting government. Please get more involved in business on this specific issue. I want to stick with the security theme here because you guys are doing something really cool for the community here soon. Coming up this Saturday, October 4th. We're obviously recording this before then, and I hope several folks see it at the Five Nines office. You're going to have a seniors and tech event. You know, Five Nines, I don't think families or seniors specifically are necessarily your client base. You're a business client base. Why is Five Nines doing this? What's motivated?
Yeah, we don't actually do consumer support whatsoever.
Yeah.
Right. But all of us have parents. All of us have people in our lives that are getting taken advantage of. And we're sick of it. Somebody has to be able to put together an educational program that says, this is what's going on. This is the attacks that they're trying to make. This is how they're trying to steal money from you. This is how they're trying to scare you. And some of them are pretty bad, right? But we're going to put all that together, and I think we're going to bring in probably a local law enforcement and maybe even a FBI representative. They're actually, law enforcement and FBI are outstanding, and they're more than willing to participate in something like this.
Yeah.
But you have to ask them.
Yeah.
It has to be very specific.
Yeah.
And everybody, when they go to a meeting where the FBI spoke, always go home and tell somebody that, hey, I learned this.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that the FBI said. Yeah. As much as I like to think that that I'm impressive, and if I tell somebody what I've learned throughout my life, it doesn't matter. Not compared to what somebody from the FBI says.
Yeah.
And they're very, very impressive people. So it's fun to listen to. And we're going to do everything we can to arm our senior citizens with all the information that they need so that they're not getting taken advantage of by somebody. Somebody has to say enough is enough, and we're going to stop it. And we see it as a, you know, it's not a money thing for us, obviously. This is our giving back to the community.
Yeah.
This is our mission, and we will do a good job. I've got great people on board.
Mm-hmm.
They can't wait. Everybody will benefit that participates. We just don't know who's going to show up and how many people are going to show up. We're going to have it at our office. We're going to live stream it. We're going to have recordings of it. Hopefully a lot of people choose to benefit from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we'll see how well we do.
And I think you mentioned eventually you're going to set up a phone line or a line
yes,
that people
absolutely.
Can call if they have questions or, hey, I got this weird looking email. Is that the type of thing?
I mean, let's be honest. For the most part, the phone line just has to say, no.
don't click the link.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not real.
Yeah.
But yes, like we have to, but you don't have to put this online. I don't care if you do, but my dad had a stroke 3 years ago. He was one of the more techie, savvy, intelligent people I've ever known on the IT side. I mean, he was one of the reasons I am who I am and I got into this industry. But after a stroke, he became susceptible to these kind of things.
Yeah.
And the evil behind it, if you just talk to anybody in law enforcement or in the FBI, the stuff that's happening to our seniors, and how they're getting taken advantage of is so unacceptable, and it's so avoidable.
Yeah.
We have to step into the void.
Yeah.
And we will, we'll do the best that we can. I don't know that the community will come and join us, but we will do it. And well, hopefully the chamber
be the
will
start
tell
of,
somebody about it.
Yeah. This may be the start of something that can grow over time too, I think.
Well, and there's so many nursing homes and everything like that. Like, we want to live stream it to all of them, right? Like, we want everybody to hear, because they need to know what's happening that sounds good, but it's actually a bad guy, so that we can give them their protection against that.
Yeah.
You just have to.
So, James, thank you. I think this is a great illustration too of why, you know, being a community that businesses can start in and grow in, one that, you know, does our best to support entrepreneurs and new business starts, because, you know, I'm betting 20 years ago, you never thought, well, we're going to be doing seniors and tech, you know, education, but what a great thing. And Five Nines is an example of a company that's perfectly positioned to, you know, bring in experts and be a safe place for people to talk about, hey, here's the things you need to be aware of. You know, that's why we want to be a community that is so welcoming to business and try to grow as much of it as we can. Even if we don't always know what that good thing around the corner is, this is a good thing. And it was made possible by a successful business.
I don't think any small business could do better than getting started in Lincoln, Nebraska. The community support, the chamber, everything around here helps, and is almost geared towards trying to support people that are trying to get started.
Yeah.
Lincoln is a wonderful startup community. It's a fantastic community overall. And you don't really outgrow it, because you have the good school system, you have everything that you need here. Mm-hmm. Right. So it is a wonderful place, and it is a great place to start a business. And I haven't seen anything it's equal or better. I think Lincoln is uniquely good.
Yeah.
And we're really, really proud to be here. Five Nines loves Nebraska. We've been well supported, and we're proud that this is our headquarters, and it always will be.
Boy, that is a great thing to end on. James Bowen, president and owner of Five Nines, thank you so much for joining us at the Chamber here today.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. This has been Jason Ball at the Chamber of Commerce here in the AOI podcast studio. Thank you so much for hearing us out on this episode. You can go to 59s.com for more. And again, you can view more of these episodes at lcoc.com on the newsroom page, or newsroom tab rather, and find our podcast there. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.